Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Basically, I'm saying welcome back to myself. Welcome back, Cabrini. Welcome back. I am so happy, Cabrini, that you have pivoted back in the direction of you. You know, sometimes we can go off. We can go off on a long road in search of something that is far away, but yet so close. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever had that feeling that you're searching and searching and searching for something? You know it's right there. And then when you stop searching for it, it shows up and it appears. Hey, everybody, I am Cabrini. I am also known as Gangster Chef Cabrini. But today, I'm just Cabrini. I am just Cabrini sharing with you Cabrini's Law of Fuck That. How to just say fuck that to what you want. Fuck That stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time. In life and in business, good and bad. So why do you think we do what we don't want to do and not what we want to do? Well, I believe, and what I've learned, is that we have spent so much of our time, spend our time focusing on and or going in the direction of what we don't want. So for much of my life, at this point now, I'm speaking of me in this realm, I decided I was not going to ever do what I did not want to do again. And that's where Cabrini's Law of Fuck That came up. I said, I'm going to do only what makes me happy. And I will no longer do what does not make me happy. So I found myself just being and living this absolutely amazing life where I get to do exactly what I want to do. I cook every day. I have a cooking channel. Some people have said to me, well, Cabrini, who are you cooking for? Well, I'm cooking for myself. And I was like, well, I'm cooking for you. I mean, I'm teaching you how to cook for yourself, how to fall in love with yourself in your own damn kitchen, which is what I love to do. Then I found myself watching things that I love to watch on TV, watching cooking shows. I found myself inspiring people and using my voice to inspire people to wake up from their dreams. And I help one of my clients with her entire platform. I'm doing exactly what I want to do. But why? I found myself feeling guilty. I find myself feeling guilty that I feel like I need to be doing more. You know, we have been brought up in such a society where no pain, no gain. Oh, no, I don't feel any pain. Will there be any gain? I don't have any strife. I don't have a problem in my life. I don't have something to fix. I don't have a cancer diagnosis anymore. I don't have any of these things that are plaguing me. I sleep very well at night. I have, you know, an opportunity to have great food. I have great friends. I have a beautiful home. I mean, I believe that sometimes I have forgotten to just be grateful. Stop looking for the problem. You know, someone said something to me today and it brought to my attention, which is why I came back to this podcast, which I have missed doing and speaking to you, although I don't get to see you. She said to me, if it feels too good to be true, then maybe it's not. Who told us that? Who made us believe that if something feels so good, then it cannot possibly be true? So consequently, when I feel like I'm doing things that feel good to me, swimming in my pool, having a drink on my beautiful balcony, eating great food, spending time with friends, when I do these things and I have no guilt or I have no pain or I have no anything else to attach this to pain, then is it really not true? That is something I wanted to pontificate on with you today. I believe that is not true. I believe when something is and feels so good, then it is only good. And only good can come from it. When we look for the bad within the good, then guess what? You're going to get the bad. That is the law. That is the law of attraction. So I have decided to pivot in the direction of what feels good to me. Again, I had to remember that it feels good to me. It feels good to me to be where I am today. And because it does, I thought I would share it with you. So, my pivot message for you today is, if something feels good to you, then it is good and it is true. If something feels bad to you, it is bad and it is true. Both are true. So how are you pivoting today? Which direction will you be pivoting in today? What makes you feel good? Not what makes other people feel good or what you think you should do to make other people feel good. What feels good to you today? Let's pivot in the direction of only the things that makes us feel good. Say fuck that. Fuck that. I am going to pivot in a direction of only things that make me feel good. And then the universe will conspire to constantly guide and direct me in that direction, and you as well, in that direction of what we want. That's it for right now. There's more, so much more to come. But I'm so grateful and so thankful that I just sat down and said, you know, let me start again. Let me pivot back into this direction of you where I truly love to be. So until the next time, I love you. And remember, pivot in the direction of you.